I'm Matthew Schulte, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. In the Asian Gallery of the David Owsley Museum of Art, a ceramic bottle vase dating back to 18th century Qing Dynasty China features one of the most complex glazes in ceramics. The vase is porcelain, a white translucent ceramic, and formed on a potter's wheel. It is 19 inches high and 9 inches wide, featuring a round body, short foot, and tall slender neck. The glazing technique used on this vase is often referred to as either sang de boeuf, which is French for ox blood, or lang yao red, in honor of the supervisor of the kiln at Jing de Zhen that specialized in these wares. Lang yao porcelains are usually a brilliant deep red that is often flecked with purple or turquoise. The vase at Doma has a glossy pattern of purple and blue moving throughout the blood-red glaze of the vase. The glazing method used on Doma's bottle vase was first developed during the Qing Dynasty and was used by the imperial kilns, which were the only workshops allowed to fire ceramics for the Chinese imperial palace. The distinct mix of colors for this vase was achieved by using copper in the glazing recipe. Copper is a volatile material known for being hard to control, making the glazing process so complex that some artists have devoted a lifetime to mastering the challenging technique. We'd like to thank Ball State student Amy Rocco for her research.
Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/Owsley Moment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.